It's time for Conversations with MIT Medical, care for the community. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
In our provider profile, my guest today is Dr. Cecil R. Webster, Jr. He's a psychiatrist at MIT Medical. Welcome to the show. Dr. Webster, you're new to MIT Medical, so tell us a little bit about your career path before arriving there.
Yes, that's a great question. Prior to my work here at MIT, I'd been involved with integrated care over at Cambridge Health Alliance. As a part of my work there, we would work as child and adolescent psychiatrists and adult psychiatrists, working with pediatricians and doing some population-level care for the patients that we saw there. Also, I taught and wrote a lot about race and sexuality and psychotherapy, as well as in primary care settings. And in addition, I still maintain a psychotherapy practice in Boston as well. Before that, I trained over at Cambridge Health Alliance and Harvard Medical School with child and adolescent psychiatry. And a part of our training was actually here at MIT Medical. I heard from a colleague of mine that MIT Medical was looking for someone to help develop some mental health outreach to address the unique needs of MIT students of color, especially, as well as other vulnerable populations here at MIT, such as LGBT students. These efforts were born out of the Black Student Union and Black Graduate Student Association 2015 recommendations for the Institute, and it's been very exciting to get started here.
So then tell us a little bit about your areas of expertise in psychotherapy and some of your academic interests.
Well, yes. I'm going to try to hold back some of my enthusiasm because there's a lot of different areas. But largely, a lot of my clinical work, my academic work, my interests lay in a couple of areas of identity or identity development. So things like race and ethnicity, national origin, sexuality, gender, these are all things that I hold very, very closely. Now, particularly for the college age group, this can be a very sort of difficult process, one that we all go through, but still nonetheless quite difficult. So how do we balance our being basic humans and basic human development, such as like how do we have emotional intimacy or independence, feelings of competence, with our ideas of identity and real-world experiences. At best, it's a challenge, but a part of my role in psychotherapy, at least, is to help people develop those things for themselves. And hopefully I can lend some of that expertise also to the Institute on a more Institute level rather than just the individual.
What drew you to working? Besides the colleague that said there might be opportunities at MIT Medical, how do you think your background and experience can be used to benefit this unique community?
Oh, that's also a great question. MIT is a really unique place. There's no place like it. Having grown up in a family of engineers and having spent some of my training here, MIT very much feels like home. It's very familiar. Also, the students here are very bright and enthusiastic. The Institute itself has a strong mission of wanting to increase this work for students of color and sexual minorities as well. So it feels like our goals and our interests are very much in alignment. My role here is essentially two parts. One, to assist students before there's a problem, and also to facilitate if and when students need mental health services. So in helping students before there is a problem, for example, my role may be developing informal groups for students to discuss their experiences as people of color or sexual minorities, and perhaps learning to manage and recognizing their stress, actively spending time with students to demystify mental health and counseling here at MIT and what we offer. Or it may be working with other student-led or institute groups with programming on mental health, or the unique needs of ethnic and sexual minorities. In regards to helping out students when they make it here to mental health and counseling, should they need, being very responsive to feedback, for example, which genders do we list on our intake forms, or how do we more easily delineate what mental health can assist with, and what is our independence from the academic departments here? Also, doing our best to train our staff to recognize and respond to the unique needs of our students, For example, being more mindful that students of color are less likely to disclose things like sexual orientation, which may have significant mental health impacts, or acknowledging that the experience of students with our neutrality versus active support may be received as a rejection by those that don't always feel so well represented on campus. So basically, MIT is a lovely, warm, and very familiar place for me, and I hope to lend some of my expertise in those two different areas.
And just to wrap up, Dr. Webster, what do you hope to do, and what do you see for the future of MIT and minorities in helping those that sometimes need a little bit more help?
Well, it's a tricky dilemma. I had a mentor a long time ago once say to me, "Never worry alone." One of the things that I hear pretty consistently from students, whether they be undergraduate students or graduate students or postdocs, is oftentimes people have the experience, especially as people of color or sexual minorities, they have the experience of feeling isolated, that they are in fact alone. My goal is to help our students of color and our sexual minority students feel less isolated in this sense, and also know that mental health and counseling is here and ready and available to engage with them if and when they need. Related to that, my goal is to help students really get a better understanding of when engaging directly with mental health and counseling, when that is necessary, and helping understand the barriers that they see to being a part of mental health and counseling or coming to see us here, and lowering those barriers if we may.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Webster. You're listening to Conversations with MIT Medical. And for more information, you can go to medical.mit.edu. That's medical.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.